Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Studio tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Richie Rich.
And are either of you attending any family gatherings for Thanksgiving or Christmas?
I'm attending several.
Is it your own family, or is it your?
Yeah, my family, Matt's family.
I will not be with family, but I may finally get to make my turducken that I have been wanting to do for...
That sounds horrifying.
I've been wanting to do for decades now, and it may happen this year. I'm excited.
The only other time in my life I've heard someone use the word turducken was in Supernatural, and it oozed this gray stuff that was infected or poisonous or whatever, and even the name of it just doesn't sound appealing anyway. Is it really turkey, duck, and chicken?
Chicken stuffed in a duck, stuffed in a turkey, deep fried.
You're going to eat this? You're going to put this in your body?
You're going to feed this to your family?
Not only am I going to eat it, there's going to be hopefully
just
be a whole bunch
of... Just get the COVID vaccine if you want to die. It'll be faster.
No!
This might taste better, though, I suppose.
I've got the deep-fried turkey pot and the burner and everything. It's, like, ready to go. Do some grocery shopping.
How could that possibly taste better?
I've been a vegetarian for 15 years, and I think if I ate that, I probably would drop dead instantly.
That's kind of why I was hoping the captain was going to be here, because I wanted to share this with somebody, and I knew it wasn't going to be you, Nick.
The only meat I really eat is poultry and fish, but...
Well, have some turducken.
No.
It's all three poultry.
It's a hard no for me on that one.
Okay.
I've got plans for Thanksgiving, but luckily I'm not going to my family. They may be requiring vaccinations. I don't know because I was never going to go anyway, so they wouldn't tell me. But apparently 3 in 5 Americans are banning unvaccinated relatives from family gatherings coming up. We are going to be talking about that. But first we have Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, folks.
Hey, what's on your mind?
First, I want to touch on real quickly this international conference on global warming. The pole, the North Pole, the pole going through the Earth is shifting 30 miles per year. So I am basically coming closer to Florida every year. Every year, I'll be in Taos next year. By if this mathematical conclusion is correct.
Now, when you say the pole is shifting, I think you mean the magnetic North Pole, right? Not the actual land mass.
Yes.
I thought he was talking about like a physical pole that skewered the Earth.
But that doesn't change
your
physical...
It is a physical pole. It is a physical pole that skewers the Earth, and it pitches us onto the sun.
Just a pole that goes from the North Pole to the South Pole, just connected all the way through there.
Like a shish kebab.
Well,
that's what I'm picturing.
It's metaphorical, dude. Don't get carried away here.
I'm picturing, like, those solar system projects that kids do with, like, the styrofoam planets, and they have, like, the sticks.
The toothpick is shifting.
The toothpick.
Yeah, well, Pluto's no longer a planet, but, you know, whatever. Anyway, the thing
science.
I really wanted to touch on... was, oh, goodness, you guys got me rattled now. Let me think for a second.
You had mentioned you wanted to talk about my hatred for conservatives.
Oh, yes.
How did you forget that?
Party. No, I recently live off the grid. So everything I watch is like DVDs and stuff. I don't do the inner tube, and I don't do, I live on DC and a wood stove and a little propane. I am totally defunct from American society. There is no wires coming into my house.
That sounds wonderful.
It does.
But anyway, so as far as the assault on the conservative party, I just got done watching a little ditty I bought on U.S. Grant from the Civil War.
Now, when you say conservative party, you mean the Republican Party, right?
Correct, because that was established in the Civil War at the establishment of the beginning of the assault on trying to free the slaves. Lincoln was confused at the time, and the agenda was not quite clear. But anyway, U.S. Grant, who ended up being the general that pretty much saved our asses as far as that war went, he started out in very humble beginnings.
Didn't that war kill
General
like 600,000 Americans? Major Payne.
Well, he at one point he was in the Mexican American War like in 1858, long before the Civil War.
Yeah, but the Civil War itself, didn't it kill like 600,000 Americans?
It did. It did. There was more men killed in
so this is the good guy.
Battles in the Civil War. Well, he had foresight. And he had balls. He could contain himself under battle and think clearly. But
well,
the thing I wanted to tell you, the thing I wanted to, no, listen, the thing I wanted to tell you was when he was a young man and very impoverished and selling firewood, he came from an anti-slavery family. He married into a slaving family. His father-in-law gave him a slave at about 15 years into the slave's hitch. He took him when he was at his poor estate. He was selling firewood to support his family. He freed this man. And this was before the Civil War.
That's all well and good.
Way to insult your father-in-law.
I mean, that's fantastic. I'm obviously against the institution of slavery, but what does that have to do with modern conservatives?
And your disdain for it.
Well, we in the North fought against what was in the South, and that was the birth of the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party has never quit being the three-headed snake that it is. And it's horrifying to me.
Yeah, I'm also no fan of the Democrats, though.
Belittled and betrayed and begotten. I'm horrified.
You realize that Aria won office, or, you know, won a primary as a Republican candidate, right? Like that's...
Well, good. Congrats.
Okay.
Congrats. I hope she does something with it.
Oh, no, that was like a year ago, and I lost the election. But I did get like 7,000 votes, something
right.
like that.
But like under the Republican banner.
Yeah.
Right. And so
yeah,
I don't know where
to be fair, the Republicans weren't very happy about that.
Oh, yeah, fair. But to say like you have some sort of hatred and disdain for the institution.
Well, I certainly do.
Okay.
Right? I love it when they're upset. Because they're perpetually upset. They're especially the ones here in New Hampshire. They're a bunch of old, stodgy people who resist change at every interval. And sure, they're generally nice to my face. They were generally nice to me when I was at the meetings and all of that. But it's easy to be nice to someone when they're standing face to face with you. As soon as I wasn't in those meetings, their true natures came out. These people were not kind to me, Major Payne. They were vicious. What? They were vile. They were disgusting.
Yeah.
And this is New Hampshire. Let's not talk about what the Republicans in Mississippi had to say about me.
Well,
So why wouldn't I have disdain for these people? They've been spewing disdain at me my entire life.
I don't want to belittle what you've been through, but I think there is an overtaking of the civility and the mindset of America, and I don't know what to call it, maybe phallic displacement syndrome. Peace out.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Major Payne. Again, it wasn't the Democratic Party or the Libertarian Party that put forward legislation in the state of New Hampshire this year that would allow conversion therapy to be re-legalized for minors to be subjected to. That was the Republican Party, and that's here in New Hampshire, where they're generally fairly liberty-leaning, even before the Free State Project was here. It wasn't the Democrats or the Libertarians who put forward legislation that would call sexual reassignment surgery, what was the word they
child
used?
Abuse.
Child abuse. That, again, was the Republicans. So, yeah, they've shown nothing but disdain for me my entire life. I don't know why I would have anything but contempt for them. But I don't have contempt for them. I think it's sad. I think it's pathetic. And rather being hateful toward them, I just enjoy laughing at them. And getting my laughs off doing that, and it's been pretty fun so far, but I don't hate them.
And getting invited to the convention.
Well, they can't do anything about that. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email.
Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
If you want to join us, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Richie Rich.
And Nikki, I'm now going to have that mental image stuck in my head for the rest of the night. We're still talking about Richie Rich's turducken coming up. And
Puppy Baby Monkey.
What?
Puppy Baby Monkey.
Yes, and Nikki pointed out that it reminds her of Man Bear Pig. So now I'm just picturing this turkey, duck, chicken hybrid running around that Al Gore is trying to warn us about. And I feel like Al Gore would probably warn us against the turducken if Al Gore spoke about the turducken.
Look, if this bumps up my carbon footprint just enough to piss off Al Gore, like, I'm for it already.
So other people not having such glamorous plans, the holidays are about to get heated and politics aren't even the main issue this time. I disagree. I think the vaccination thing has become almost entirely political.
Yeah.
Nearly two-thirds of vaccinated Americans are banning unvaccinated family members from their holiday gatherings this year.
The irony is that it's the left going like, this is not supposed to be political. It's supposed to be science, and you conservatives on the right are just not following the science.
Yes. Well, they politicized science
first.
They
did, yeah.
And then they thought that was going to be their Trump card, basically, that they could play whenever. Oh, the science backs us up. Yeah. But let's talk about the science, though, because it doesn't support getting vaccinated for pretty much anyone. It doesn't help the immunocompromised. You can still get and spread COVID-19. The only difference between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated is that the requirements are that the unvaccinated people still have to get COVID-19 tests.
And each side is blaming the other for getting COVID. Right, like, yes. When a vaccinated dude gets COVID, he's like, you silly unvaccinated person, like, you're the reason that I got it, even though I'm vaccinated. And then when an unvaccinated person gets it, it's like, see, you silly vaccinated person, and you're virus shedding, like, you're the reason that I'm getting it. And it's like, dude, the early news was that everyone was going to get this. I'm like, it's going to happen.
That was the early news, and I mean, it's remarkable to me that despite all of the lack of social distancing, the partying that we did almost nightly, I mean, almost weekly in Keene, the lack of mask wearing that the libertarians here did, not a single one of us died of COVID-19.
And it took Mark coming into the studio to get us all sick.
We don't know what got us all sick, but I tend to
think... Oh, no, I know it was Mark, because I was here, and he was sick, and he coughed and said, like, it's not COVID.
Yes, but
and then a few days later said, like, it was COVID.
But I think Mark got it from Michael Hampton,
okay,
who was the first one to test positive, and he was a cancer patient, so he was always in and out of hospitals.
Yeah.
I think Michael was probably patient zero, so to speak. And then
in our community, sure.
Yeah, and then it hit Mark, and then obviously from there it hit all of us.
Right. And he literally had to go into the hospital to get it.
Yes.
Basically.
Michael Hampton did.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if we would have just, you know, done our own thing and stayed away from the hospitals.
Which we did, really.
Yeah, I didn't go to the hospital.
But still, it took us a year for any one of us to actually get COVID-19. And none of us were hospitalized and none of us died. So.
And I was actually working in the COVID unit and I still didn't get COVID.
It just makes you wonder what people are so terrified of that they would be treating each other like this.
And now they're going to fire you for not getting the vaccine.
Yeah, they already did.
Oh, okay.
Actually, technically, my last day is the 15th, but I wasn't scheduled until then. So my last day was a couple days ago.
Nice. Congratulations on the newfound freedom.
Thank you.
A survey of 2,000 U.S. residents conducted by One Poll on November 2nd examined how the COVID-19 vaccine has impacted people's relationships with their loved ones ahead of the holidays this year. According to the results, 2 in 3 respondents feel they cannot go home for the holidays without getting vaccinated first. Now, that's not the same thing as saying the vaccinated people are saying, hey, you can't come if you're not vaccinated. That's the unvaccinated people going, I feel like I can't go if I don't get vaccinated. Well, did they tell you that?
So, he's not allowed on the show at the moment, but I had a conversation with Nobody, the host Nobody, I believe last week Sunday, and he basically said he was invited to Thanksgiving dinner and then disinvited to Thanksgiving dinner at his family house over the vaccine and COVID issue.
That's unfortunate. Right. And I have no doubt that it happens. But people saying they feel like they cannot go home without being vaccinated, is it the same as your family member saying, hey, no, you have to be vaccinated to come?
Right. And I think in Nobody's case, that was the situation.
I had some other friends that they had to show vaccine cards. Like, their family wanted evidence that they were vaccinated. They wouldn't even just take their word for it. They needed to send in pictures of their vax cards. And they were already vaccinated because they wanted to be. But just the fact that they made them send in actual like documentation to prove that they got it. I mean, they wouldn't do that. Nobody has ever done that for anything else. Like, nobody's like, did you get your flu shot? Have you had your hepatitis B shot?
I'm not on very good terms with my family anyway, but if they were like, hey, you have to send us medical documents proving that you're vaccinated, I would just not go.
Yep.
There are plenty of other things I can be doing with my time.
I was home back in Hawaii in June for a funeral, and I was planning on visiting my grandfather, who was elderly. And I got a call from my dad or a text from my dad basically said, like, this was before the vaccines. He was like, if you come over, you're going to have to wear a mask and social distance. And I went, I'm not coming over then. Like, there are plenty of people on the island. My stay is brief, and there's enough people that, like, will hang out with me. Like, I get picked up from the airport from my mom, big old hug and a kiss from my mom, no mask, no nothing, nobody cares. I'm like, those are the people I'm going to hang out with while I'm here. It's short. It's brief. I'm not going to social distance. I'm not going to wear a mask around people that shouldn't require that nonsense.
Of the 65% who are fully vaccinated, nearly 6 in 10 have reportedly cut off family members who refuse to get the vaccine. Meanwhile, just like they cut off people for voting for Donald Trump or voting for Joe Biden. But no, it's not a political issue.
No, it's totally a political issue. It's only a political issue.
Meanwhile, 63% don't feel comfortable inviting unvaccinated relatives to their parties. It has to be a political issue because, as Nikki pointed out, you don't see this garbage in response to the flu vaccine or to any other vaccine.
Yep.
No family has ever, maybe some family has, but most families have never said, hey, no, if you want to come to our Thanksgiving dinner, you have to prove that you've been vaccinated against pneumonia and the flu this year.
Yep. You might get a dirty look if you coughed at the table. Right. Regardless of COVID.
I don't even
COVID.
Know about that because illness is just, it's common. It's just something that happens.
That's
people
what I'm
get
saying.
Colds.
But if you don't cover your mouth at the Thanksgiving table, right?
I mean, yeah, use your manners.
Who invited this guy? You know, but that's
I'd give you a look if you didn't say thank you, too, after I passed the gravy, you know? So it's like
72% of vaccinated respondents don't think they could ever get some of their family members to understand the importance of the vaccine.
This is for everybody. We're all in this together, and you think you're so special with your unvaccinated body.
Well, they made me special, right? If the majority of people are doing this thing, then I, by definition, become special for not doing it.
Okay, fair.
So they made me special. On the other hand, 14% of survey respondents don't plan to ever get the shot themselves. I would suggest it's probably closer to 20%. They're the ones who did the survey, but based on what I'm seeing everywhere, that number seems to be between 20 and 25% across the board of people who are just flat out not going to change their minds about getting the vaccine.
Yeah.
Have you experienced this? Has your family told you that you can't come to Thanksgiving or Christmas if you're not vaccinated? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden is returning to the White House after a weekend away at Camp David, and tomorrow he's going to have a busy Monday. The president expected to sign the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill recently passed by Congress. And then tomorrow evening, President Biden is to have a virtual summit the first ever bilateral meeting he'll be having with the Chinese President Xi Jinping. Investigators are reportedly telling the Daughtry family that the death of their eldest daughter was a homicide. Sources close to the family also telling TMZ that her boyfriend, Bobby Jolly, was taken into custody in Tennessee, police not revealing any details about the arrest or even whether he's a suspect in the death of the 25-year-old woman, who's the daughter of Chris Daughtry, the founder of the band Daughtry, following his American Idol stardom. Closing arguments are set to begin tomorrow morning in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial in Kenosha County, Wisconsin. 31 people were called to the stand over 8 days in the trial as Rittenhouse is accused of shooting and killing two men during civil unrest in Kenosha in the summer of 2020. He's claiming self-defense. Inflation on the minds of many, and now Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says inflation will likely continue to be an issue of concern through mid-2022.
It really depends on the pandemic. The pandemic has been calling the shots for the economy and for inflation.
Speaking there on CBS's Face the Nation, Yellen said continuing to make progress against COVID-19 will cause inflation to go down. The Treasury chief predicting that prices could revert back to normal levels by next summer if the U.S. is successful in handling the pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
To join the discussion, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Rich. Rich.
You know, I was a teenager once. I played my fair share of Truth or Dare. I don't recall ever asking someone questions about homicide during Truth or Dare.
Did you mostly take the dare then?
Sometimes?
Sometimes.
Okay. But even if I said truth, I was like, hey, have you ever murdered anyone? That's a weird question to ask.
It's a weird question, and it's also a weird answer to give honestly, even during a game of truth or dare.
Yes, at a certain point, you should probably lie.
You're allowed to lie in truth or dare. I don't know if... I know it's not in the spirit of the
game. Can you ask for a lawyer?
I have the right to remain silent, and I will now exercise that right. Thank you.
It's not in the spirit of the game. However, certain circumstances may dictate that you not share all the truth.
So tell us about this. Why are we talking about truth or dare?
Granny killer jailed for life after revelation during truth or dare game.
So this person was playing truth or dare. Someone asked him a question. He said true, and... in the course of whatever the question was, the answer revealed that he killed his grandmother?
Yep. Student who revealed in a game of truth or dare that he had killed his grandmother has been in prison for life with a minimum jail time of 15 years for starting a fire at the 94-year-old's bungalow.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. So is it for life or for 15 years?
Well, he's the sentence is life, minimum jail time, 15 years. So, obviously,
okay. He could get released from. Okay.
Okay. Tiernan Darton, 21, was jailed for life on Friday for killing his step-grandmother, which was initially ruled to have been an accident. Mary Gregory, age 94, was discovered cowering under a table in her bungalow, which was engulfed with smoke in Lancashire, England, in the early hours of the morning in late May 2018. She passed away 4 days later.
They really don't have to describe how they found her. That is terrible.
Okay. I mean, she was also 94, so...
So?
That doesn't make it any better.
She was hiding under a table, scared.
Understood.
That's terrible.
I don't fault you.
I fault the article for feeling the need to describe it.
No, I'm mad at you for reading this.
An investigation conducted at the time by the local fire service eliminated the possibility of foul play from a third party, concluding that the inferno likely started from a discarded cigarette. Based on this evidence, a coroner ruled the death as an accident, as accidental 3 years ago.
That's not at all likely. Like, cigarettes don't burn hot enough to cause fires anymore.
Okay.
And they have chemicals in them that cause them to go out if they're not actively being, you know, smoked.
As a non-smoker, I will take your word for it.
At least that's most cigarettes now.
Okay. But they used to. Right?
They certainly used to.
And they've been known to cause forest fires as well from people flicking it out the window. And
that's true. And dry. I guess if it's dry enough.
Okay.
But the mythology of like someone falling asleep with a cigarette on their mattress and it catches fire or something like that, that doesn't happen with modern cigarettes.
Okay. This was also a bungalow, right? I don't know what those are made of.
I don't know what a bungalow is.
Okay. I'm assuming wood.
I would assume wood as well. So who knows? Police reopened the case in May 2019, a year after the bungalow blaze, following a revelation made by Darton during his counseling session. Darton told his counselor that during a game of truth or dare, he had disclosed to his friends that he committed a murder and that his pal's knowledge could land him in prison.
Hold on. Okay, so he told his friends about this.
He said he committed a murder.
Yes.
And that... You know, now that his friends knew about this, that
he took it to like his high school counselor.
Yeah, as if that's going to make it better.
It didn't say high school counselor. It just said counselor. So it could be mental health counselor. You know, something.
So he was worrying about his friends ratting on him. So he's like, I'm just going to tell my counselor.
But it wasn't his friends that ratted. He ratted himself out.
Well, apparently, right? My understanding so far is he told the counselor that I played a game of truth or dare. I told my friends I murdered someone, and if they tell the police, I'm going to go to jail. And the counselor went, hey, police, I've got this guy that like just said he killed someone during a game of truth or dare. I have a secret. Here's a quote. I have a secret, and I haven't told anyone. I may have killed someone, the young man said when revealing his darkest secret to his two friends just weeks after the 94-year-old's death. At his trial, Darton said that his remarks to his counselor were attention-seeking and rebuffed any wrongdoing. He also said he wanted to impress his friends in the game. So,
I mean, there's a possibility there.
There is. But after being arrested at the family home in May 2019, investigations into his internet history unearthed disturbing searches, including urge to kill again. Just a month before the deadly fire, he had also Googled under 18 murder. Drawings of Mrs. Gregory's bungalow were also found at Darton's family home that outlined a good hiding place and quick exit, quotes. Attempts to hinder the pensioner's attempts to escape were discovered, including a tampered smoke alarm. Explaining the motive behind starting the fire, Darton told the court that he did not want his step-grandmother to suffer from dementia any longer. So mercy killing. In a bungalow. Setting
with
grandma
fire.
Right.
After trapping her inside.
I think
off the exits.
I would rather live with dementia than burn to death. That seems like a much worse way to go.
Yeah, as I understand it, burning to death is one of the most painful ways to die.
Yeah, like, that just sounds awful.
I'm not going to dispute that either.
But was this even a game of truth or dare then, or was this him confiding in his friends? The article was kind of unclear. It said truth or dare, but it was when you're playing truth or dare, you don't just go, oh, well, I have a secret to tell you. You just answer the question.
Well, it was probably, if I read this correctly, I'll see if I can find it here. The question was... something with regards to his darkest secret.
Ah.
Right. Okay. The young man said when revealing his darkest secret to his two friends, so truth or dare, truth, what's your darkest secret? I may have killed someone.
He's like, easy.
Easy.
That doesn't sound like there's much of a may to it, based on, you know, the tempering of the smoke detector and the drawings and...
Well, clearly you don't want to say I did kill someone because that's a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
Like, sure, I set the fire, but I didn't tell her to cower under the table. She could have walked out at any time. She chose this.
But it wasn't even his friends who, like, went to the police about this.
Right.
It was just him going to the counselor.
Right. That's unclear who the counselor was, and that's not in the article. Like, what kind of counselor? Why was he in counseling sort of thing?
Yeah, someone on D-Live suggests it means lawyer, but they would say counsel if it was an attorney.
Right. And this wasn't part of the investigation, right? As far as I know, the investigation was closed. It was ruled accidental. And then a year later, when speaking to a counselor...
Not counsel.
Right. He made a statement that led the counselor to reopen to notify the police, and the investigation was reopened, and he was convicted.
And a lawyer can't share that anyways, right? Because that's a violation the client-lawyer confidentiality or whatever it's called.
Well, doctor-patient privilege should be a thing, too.
Well, it's supposed to be. Well, one of the curious things, there's only two areas in modern society where you have absolute... confidence that you can confess to anything and it cannot be used against you, and that's the church confessional and the attorney, which is also part of the state church system. But the similarity there has always been fascinating to me, because if you walk in and tell a priest, I murdered someone, that priest cannot go to the police. But if you go into an attorney's office and you say, hey, I need an attorney because I murdered someone and I might need an attorney, they also can't go to the police.
Your sentence is also much shorter if you go to the priest. Hey, priest, I just killed someone. 10 Hail Marys, and you're good. All is forgiven.
I don't know what a priest would say to a crime like that, but I imagine it would be more than 10 Hail Marys.
Fine, 15 Hail Marys. Jesus.
And I don't know what the Hail Marys are supposed to do in the first place, but I never...
Absolution for sins.
I never understood Catholicism, though.
Neither do most Catholics, man.
I get the idea behind it, but I don't understand it as a religion and as a means of making people better.
Because you can do bad stuff and get away with it with 15 minutes of prayer.
Yeah, but that's true of Christianity in general. Right. I mean, you don't even have to go to the professional if you're a Baptist and say, oh, sorry, Jesus, and you're good, right?
Sounds seems like a shortcut to me.
603-283-6160. There's more coming up. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live with Aria, Nikki, and Richie. Brett Perry, who is tonight's amplifier. This means that Brett Perry is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. Brett is a gold level member, which means that Brett is giving $10 per month to the AMPS program. Of course, we don't ask that. All it costs is $5 per month. That gets you in. It's amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for advertise, market, promote, and support. So if you like the show, if you want to help us reach larger audiences, get on more radio stations, get more podcast downloads, because apparently October was a record month for our podcast downloads, for whatever that's worth, you might consider joining the AMPS program. That's the best way to do it. So thank you so much, Brett. $5 per month, that gets you in. It's amps.freetalklive.com. Now, in surprising news, it's not surprising to any of us, right? We all know what is causing the inflation. It's government printing of money.
Yeah. Right.
Since COVID-19 happened, they went from letting the spigot just slowly drip. They just fully opened the floodgates and just started printing money like crazy.
That's one of the beautiful things about the Austrian School of Economics explanation to inflation. It goes like, it's really simple. Inflation is just printing more money and increasing the money supply. Everything else that you see that they call inflation is a result of inflation. Right? Yeah. This is what happens when they do the inflating. That's not the actual inflation. This is.
Yes, the inflation is the increase in the money supply.
Right.
And obviously, when you do that, prices are going to go up
because
there's suddenly more money and the same amount of product.
Which was my biggest thing at the whole beginning of the COVID lockdowns. Right? Like, I don't know why nobody else was commenting on this early on. They said, like, well, everyone's going to get a check. I go, yeah, but nobody's working. So that means nothing's being produced, which means so what if everyone gets a check and there's nothing to buy?
Well, there are still things to buy.
In the interim. Sure. Okay.
And I suggested to people back in May when I got my $1,200 stimulus check, the very first one, I suggested people use it to buy cryptocurrency. There's actually a website that tracks this now. And if you had done this on April the 15th of 2020, that Bitcoin would now be worth something like $11,000 or something like that. So it's almost a tenfold increase.
Now, again, to be fair,
that's a hedge against inflation.
It's a hedge, but also there were people on the lower part of the economic scale that needed to buy food, right? And so, like, investing that check in Bitcoin when they weren't going to get a paycheck to buy food for the next week may not have been feasible. And I want to respect that as well.
That's true. Okay. Well, Biden has conceded that the COVID stimulus checks fueled the spike in inflation.
You don't say.
I mean, we know that, but it's surprising to hear the Biden administration, Biden himself, actually admitting it.
Well, even it's still a partial admission, right? It was the checks was the inflation, right?
True.
Money from nothing handed out, and that act fueled the inflationary price rises that we saw across the board.
And it certainly wasn't just those little $1,400 checks that we got almost a year ago. That was a drop in the bucket compared to what they've actually been spending.
The billions they gave out to businesses and cronies and all that fun stuff.
The tens of billions.
You just keep on printing it out.
Yep, the tens of billions that went to Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson and Moderna, because these vaccines, they're not free. The government's paying for them. And I don't think most people get that. They just think, oh, well, it's a free vaccine. No, the government's paying for these doses, and it's the largest transfer of wealth from the American people to Big Pharma that we've ever seen in our lifetimes.
Well, in that case, you might as well get the vaccine because you've already paid for it.
No, opt out with cryptocurrency. Not at the moment, but in general.
All right.
President Biden on Wednesday conceded that inflation is at a three-decade high because, quote, people have more money now.
How'd that happen?
Which is kind of true. There's more money, and that is inflation. As a result of his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 stimulus legislation, recognizing a central point made by people who are arguing against a nearly $2 trillion sequel.
That's why they're calling it a good thing, right? Inflation is good all of a sudden because now people have more money.
Yes, and they have nothing else to offer. They're like, inflation isn't going to be that bad. Inflation isn't really that bad. And then suddenly people are like, oh, crap, this actually sucks. There's nothing at the grocery store, and everything that is there is overpriced. I'm like,
I've got more money, but it doesn't buy as much as it did last week.
Yes, and people got wage increases, but they were like 4.5% versus inflation over the last year, which was like 9%.
Yep.
So despite making more money, they actually earn less now.
Right.
So thanks, government.
And then they spin it, right? Because they go, well, if you take out food, housing, and clothing, inflation's not really all that bad.
Yes, if you take out the things that you need to buy every single day, inflation's probably not that. If you just spend less money, inflation doesn't hurt as much.
Yeah. You'll have more savings.
Biden unexpectedly endorsed the stance of his critics, who have said the U.S. dollar is losing its buying power as a result of the government printing money to cover COVID-19 aid. Well, that is a factually true statement. The U.S. dollar is losing buying power because the government is printing more and more of it nonstop.
At one point, they tried to blame the libertarians for calling on the inflation. Right? Like, this, we're having inflation because you guys predicted it, and so now it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you libertarians had just kept your mouth shut, we wouldn't be seeing these inflationary prices across the board.
The irony is people have more money now because of the first major piece of legislation I passed. You all got checks for $1,400. You got checks for a whole range of things, Biden said during a speech in Baltimore. Yes, they have more money, or at least they did. I doubt any of them, because most Americans live paycheck to paycheck. And
right. And if you don't give them a paycheck, what are they going to do?
Sure, but a lot of places weren't locked down that much that they couldn't work for like a year and a half. A lot of people just chose to stay unemployed because the unemployment benefits were like $600 plus the standard unemployment benefit.
Understood. But that was also under the assumption that that was going to be a 2 weeks, right? You're not going to be able to go to work for 2 weeks. Here's some money to cover that because everyone's living paycheck to paycheck. You got to give them something if you're not going to let them work. And then that just kept rolling on and on and on.
But so did the unemployment benefit.
Right.
If you're a mom and you have kids under the age of 7, you get $300 a month. And if it's over 7 to 17, you're getting $360 a month, he said, misstating the second amount, which is $250 per month. So if you have a 7-year-old kid, the government, for some reason, is giving you $250 per month. I don't understand why. Did COVID change anything about parenting that resulted in parents needing $250 per month? Other than the inflation, I mean.
I mean, they weren't allowed to, the schools were closed, right? Which means even if you could go to work, you were now responsible for a child that needed to be cared for and paid for in some other way.
It changes people's lives. But what happens if there's nothing to buy and you got more money to compete for getting goods? It creates a real problem, Biden said. No, yes, you're correct if by it you mean government. Government created a real problem here by giving us nothing to buy and giving us more money with which we can't buy anything.
No duh, Sherlock? Right? Something to that effect.
So is he throwing himself under the bus here? Like, does he know what he's saying?
Never. Never.
On the one hand, we're facing new disruption to our supplies. At the same time, we're also experiencing higher demand for goods because wages are up, as well as people have money in the bank. And because of the strength of our economic recovery, American families have been able to buy more products.
Economic recovery in the midst of an inflationary run where everything's more expensive?
And that's all lies, too. I mean, if these people didn't have money in the bank before because they were living paycheck to paycheck, they definitely don't have it now.
Excellent point. And most people, most Americans do live paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
But the president said he believes inflation will subside, because he doesn't seem to know what inflation is, arguing that many people temporarily are sitting at home ordering goods online rather than blowing their money at restaurants and bars. Does it?
Because they're closed.
Does it matter where they're spending their money on?
No.
That's not going to affect inflation.
Again, it's because they basket the goods, right? If you're buying stuff online, you're not spending it on the food and other basic necessities, so they don't have to categorize that in their inflation numbers.
Ah, I see your point. People are not going out to dinner or lunch and going to local bars because of COVID. I don't know. I go out to dinner and lunch every day in local bars all the time.
New Hampshire's kind of special, man.
Yeah. So what are they doing? They're staying home and ordering online, and they're buying products that are stuck off the shores, I would point out, in cargo shipping containers that don't seem to be going away anytime soon, despite Biden ordering the ports to be open 24/7.
Well, he mandated it, so it must be true.
And he's fining them,
yeah,
right? Like $200 a day or something?
Every single day, yes. He's issuing a fine to them for sitting out there doing nothing, even though there's literally nothing they can do. It's a mess, and Biden can't do anything to fix it because government was what broke it in the first place, and you can't expect government to fix the problems that it creates. What we need is less government. But we're out of time for tonight. You can chat with us in the meantime on our chat server at chat.freetalk.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.